Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:24. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Of course, we've been following the issue around the car power ships, and that's after government has granted access to ships in three ports in South Africa. So I have to tell you, full disclosure, I say bring them in. Don't bring in three, bring in five. I don't care about the environment. You know what? No one likes to eat fish anyway, and what we need is electricity. The environment is being hammered by the lack of electricity. Anyway, people are dying from cholera, partly because we have this massive failure. So I say bring them in. But not everybody agrees with me. One of them is Stephanie Fick. She's the Executive Director of the Accountability Division of OUTA. Stephanie, we don't normally disagree, but this time I do. I want those ships. And if we can fit one in the Vaal Dam, I say bring it there too.
Well, let me tell you that if you – I don't know why you need it for 20 years, so let's start there. If you want it as an emergency solution, why?
No, I'm obviously only being facetious. I'm being facetious and desperate at the same time. So tell us what the problem is with it, what the concerns are.
I say everything, knowing full well that we are desperate in South Africa. Electricity is a big problem. And I think, I say this very often, and I'm going to repeat it as many times as I can, is that me and you may struggle with load shedding, but there are communities who does not have, you know, they do not have enough electricity. And there's so many problems in South Africa. But, you know, I think if you think about, just the cost of this project. So let's start with the cost. I mean, in the beginning, they said this is going to cost us around 200 billion rand. That was before the Ukraine war. That's before the, you know, the rand dollar tanked. And we're going to buy gas in dollars, not in rand. You know, we are linked to the rand dollar exchange rate. So you can just imagine, we think it's going to be close to 500 billion over 20 years. It's not. It's not plug and play. If they get permission today to come and mess up the environment and give us maybe one stage of load shedding, you know, it's going to take them a year because the ships might be built and all of that, but we still need the infrastructure. Our infrastructure is very heavily reliant on, you know, Mpumalanga where the coal is. So, you know, the electricity is sent down, you know, down to the coast. Is that down? Yes. But now, so in the coast, we need to look at infrastructure going up and, you know, it's really not plug and play. It's going to take close to a year to get that done. And if you didn't take that year, don't we have enough plans? Don't we have enough possibilities in order to fix the problem, at least to an extent where we get some relief, without spending 500 billion rand over 20 years?
So in other words, and of course, we're very cynical. We've seen this movie before. The minute there's this type of expenditure, the hairs on the back of our necks stand up because we just worry about the money that's changing hands.
Of course. And I can tell you, you know, we spoke to some activists in Brazil where car power ships currently stationed. Now, they signed a contract, if I'm not mistaken, for 7 years. They're very reliant on hydroelectricity, so they had a drought. But, you know, this is where things just sound a little bit fishy, excuse the pun, is that, you know, this contract was pushed through last minute in Brazil, you know, sort of after the drought was done. And, you know, the activists there, it's extremely bad for the environment. They have, you know, there's some sea life there that's specific to the cove and I don't know what. It did not provide, employment. It doesn't matter what they say at the end, it's all foreign people working on the ship. So it is not going to provide us with, you know, maybe employment if that is. The activists there, or, you know, the one activist we spoke to, she's busy with a slap suit. So you get all these, I mean, really, literally, I agree with you. It's as if all the hairs on your, you know, everywhere stands up, because anybody pushing this hard for a deal that just does not sound right, Sure. You have to ask the question.
A couple of listeners asking about daily reports of hundreds of trucks queuing in Mpumalanga, Richards Bay to export our coal. Do we have a coal? Is that part of our problem? Or is this something completely separate?
No. I think the listeners are quite right. If you just think about the problems at Eskom, if we can fix the sabotage, because the sabotage is about, you know, people on purpose making sure that power stations get damaged, so they are offline. For example, there are mines, and please don't keep me to it. I think it's the Tuka, but I might be wrong. There's conveyor belts from the mine up to, the power station. That gets damaged in order for the truckers to truck then the coal. Our coal gets switched for, you know, higher grade, for lower grade coal. That damages the infrastructure. So if we can just start fixing that, I am sure that we will be able to deal with 1, 2, maybe 3 stages of load shedding. And if we keep that on, if we can take that 500 billion rand that I don't know where we're going to get, but be that as may, and just some of that we take in order to fix what we have, I think we will be
able to
for a way and not have load shedding.
Stephanie Fick, Executive Director of the Accountability Division of OUTA, giving us her thoughts on the COP powerships.